You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Crime Roundup, featuring the rodeo queen herself, Nancy Grace. Welcome to Zone 7, my friend.
Well, I don't know that I've ever been called a rodeo queen. I've only recently used that phrase when we were talking about Cheryl Patrick Frazee and the killer, the mom killer, who murdered Kelsey Barrett, and he was all tangled up. Instead of being with his fiance, the mother of his child, he decided to kill her. Not really sure what that motivation was. And because he was with a rodeo queen, literally a rodeo queen, then he roped her into taking Kelsey Barrett's cell phone several states over and discarding it to make it look like Kelsey had left the jurisdiction. So when you say rodeo queen, that's all I can think of is her, Crystal.
I understand that.
I'm sorry. That doesn't happen to you. Like the other day, my husband said, I got to go to a lunch meeting. And I'm like, where? And he goes, Krog Street. And I'm like, Krog, K-R-O-G? And he went, yeah, I'm like, don't go. I prosecuted so many homicides, dope deals, you name it, on Krog. He said, it's now full of beautiful restaurants and homes. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
So, you know, everything I hear, I think of, you know, some crack house or some brothel or just, you know.
Oh, no, it absolutely happens to me, too. Listen, you and I, for several days, have been asking, where is Paul Grice? He's named as somebody that was on the scene at the time of the murder. Where is he?
Well, I can tell you where he is right now. He's sitting behind bars, and they darn well better make sure that they have all of these five defendants. Of course, you're talking about the two unarmed Kansas moms. And, oh, look, Cheryl, I certainly hope you're tuning in to MSM. That's M as in Merit, S as in Street, M as in Media.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Because we are going deep, deep, deep into who is Paul Grice. And guess who I found, Cheryl? And I cross-examined him, but it didn't turn out the way I thought it was. Okay, the founder of God's Misfits.
Really?
Yes, Cheryl. And he wouldn't state his full name, his official name. He goes only by the name Squirrel. Okay, yes, you know, like Squirrel. Squirrel that runs around in the yard, that Paul Grice, about 31 years old, would meet with this branch, as they call themselves, of God's Misfits several times a week in each other's homes. So he's in it up to his neck, up to his eyeballs. And Cheryl, I'll tell you what, ran a chill down my spine is when I learned that the hole they dug, that they threw these moms into, was 10 feet deep. You know how long that would take to dig? Of course, he had a skid steer. I assume you've driven a tractor, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, I've driven one, but I certainly wouldn't be able to operate the, you know, digging out aspect of this. But talk about intent. It took them that long to dig a 10-foot deep grave, and through these two beautiful moms, both young women, unarmed, after, and you were accurate, I think, when you pointed out that they were bludgeoned dead, not stabbed, not shot. After bludgeoning them dead, throw them down into the bottom of a 10-foot hole, and then cover them up with about a ton of dirt, cement chunks, and put spread hay over the top like nobody's going to notice the hay out in the middle of a pasture, my rear end.
Exactly right. They were thinking if they put them that deep, there would be no way any animal activity could unearth them. And then they thought, hey, we'll just put hay around it and the cows can just graze and nobody will be the wiser.
I guess they thought canines, cadaver dogs or scent dogs, couldn't smell that far down. But I got news for everybody. When I first heard bloodhound, you know, I thought of Blue. You do remember when I was a little girl, we would watch, we could only get one channel, by the way. And it would be the Beverly Hillbillies. And Jed would have Blue, the dog, the blood, who would never move. He just sat there.
Okay, the never
whole
moved.
Series. He never moved. Okay, that was the only bloodhound I knew about until I, you know, started working with, you know, scent dogs. They helped me a lot in my trials. But a scent dog can smell accelerant, for instance, underwater in a swamp. Don't tell me that those dogs would not have found these two women. I mean, just, it's just, but think about it, Cheryl. I had a big conversation, and you're going to hear it tonight, with Dr. Kendall Crowns. Gosh, he's smart. About how can we tell, I hope this isn't too deep of a dive for you, but how can we tell whether they were actually alive when they were thrown into that grave?
That's a great question. Listen, I wouldn't put it past them. I told you, I think their goal was torture. That's the only reason five people need stun guns to kidnap two unsuspecting women. It didn't take any weapon at all. They could have overpowered them, but that's not what happened. And she didn't research, hey, will a stun gun control somebody? She researched the pain level.
Just evil, Cheryl. Evil. And just think, I mean, think in your mind of some mom that you know, a young mom, and just think of her being beaten in the head, probably sustaining horrible brain injuries, hemorrhaging in the head, the skull that immediately goes into your nasal passages, your throat, your lungs. And if there is any speck of dirt in their nose, their nasal passages, their throat, their lungs, then they were actually alive when they were thrown into that pit. I shouldn't call it a grave anymore. It's more like a pit. And what about that cell phone, the burner phones? Oh, they were totally going 007, going and buying five. Catch this, speaking of Paul Grice, that POS. Paul Grice, remember at the beginning, Killer Granny, Tiffany Adams, bought five burner phones. That means there were five suspects, five people involved in this, and Grice was the fifth one to be arrested.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You and I talked about it, that somebody had to be talking because, number one, they found the bodies. So the first thing we knew was the 16-year-old daughter and stepdaughter of the co-defendants. And now we've got Paul Grice, who's already confessed. So now you're going to have even more information come out. Exactly who was the mastermind? Who said, let's get this? Who said, let's, you know, trap them here? And then he's going to be able to tell exactly what was done to those victims.
Wait, I hope you're not suggesting that, once again, I go to hell to get a witness to put the devil in jail. I hope you're not suggesting that one of them rat out for a cheap plea. Uh-uh. No, they're all going in the same pot to stew, Miss Lady.
Amen.
No plea deals. It makes me so mad. When prosecutors take the easy way out and take a cheap plea with one defendant to get the others. And I've had to take pleas before when I didn't feel that I could get the main person without that co-defendant testimony. And it made me sick to this day. I hated it. But no. With all the digital footprint and all the blabbing back and forth, the burner phones. If you take it apart, as I did late last night in order to talk to you, Cheryl, you see that the burner phones that the killer granny purchased were on the scene. Two, and I'm talking off the top of my head, two were at the scene where the car was pulled over, and one, I think, was at the pit where the women were, I don't want to say buried, were disposed of. So they were all acting in concert, like a grave digger, for Pete's sake, hanging around, standing in this deep 10-foot pit, waiting for the other ones with their burner phones to rendezvous and dump the bodies. Oh, they were like the three witches in Macbeth, dancing around that pit, cackling in the night. Oh, it just makes me ill thinking about that.
Oh, it is sickening. But I thought of you because one of the things that
We're talking about bodies in a pit, you thought of me. Thank you, I think.
Because this is something
That
you did better than anybody. And that is grab that jury's attention and never let it go. When I have this case in my head, I know what I think you would have done. You would have had a big old poster board that said April 17th. And then you would have walked them through, why did the murder occur on this day? The child's birthday, tell you why, April 17th. Why was Tiffany Adams so desperate that she had to get four accomplices to make sure that this time nothing went wrong with her murder plot, April 17th. And you would just hammer it and keep going until the jury's like, she's absolutely right. Tiffany Adams thought April 17th, she was going to lose those children to go back to their natural mama.
How deranged. She would even keep the children away from her son, the children's bio dad. I mean, and he had custody. And she would, I mean, the evil, pure evil and deranged. And she wanted to, I didn't get to talk about this. It's not going to air. We're not going to talk about this today. She was going to raise them in that cult. And I really want to find out more about what her branch, her sect of God's misfits believe. All I could think about was that, killer cult mom, Lori Vallow, and her insane beliefs that justified the murder of her two children. Not insanity. Oh, no. She knew what she was doing was wrong, which is the litmus test for insanity in our country. It's from the old McNaughton case, as it is called, the old McNaughton rule. And it is brought over from the UK, where we get our common law. And it says that the only way you are insane under the law is if you did not know right from wrong at the time of the incident. They knew it was wrong. Why else were they using burner phones, for Pete's sake? Because they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Correct. That's why they had the children at another location. That's why she made sure her son had an alibi. She thought she was this great criminal mastermind. The problem is, it's so obvious that it's almost ridiculous.
Does this seep over into your life? I mean, I have thought about these two moms being thrown down into that pit, the children that are going to be raised without a loving mother the rest of their life, their life sentence. Oh, if I could just get in front of this jury. Hey, listen, I'm getting very beside myself, and I have two children, a husband, a granny friend, a cat, a dog, and two guinea pigs to feed. So I got to go.
You have a whole bunch of folks that you take care of. And let me tell you something about them guinea pigs. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life is you vacuuming out that cage.
Yep, 6:30 a.m. every morning.
Merritt Street Media. You got to watch what she's doing. It is top drawer, y'all.
You can also go to MerrittPlus.com and select crime stories. And I really appreciate you getting the word out there, because we are trying hard, Cheryl. We really are. And I just feel so honored to be part of Dr. Field's new network. And you know, I love Steve Harvey like crazy. But long story short, thank you for that. But I am all up in this case. Hey, why don't we go out there together?
Let's do it.
You made me go to Idaho all by myself. It was me and Chris McDonough. No Cheryl McCollum.
I'm ready.
Bye, girl.
Well, y'all, there she goes. She comes and goes just quick as lightning, but you know, you got to snag her when you can. Nancy Grace, again, thank you so much for adding your expertise on the case out of Oklahoma. Keep your eye on this one, because I think there's more to come. I'm Cheryl McCollum, and this is the Crime Roundup with Zone 7.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.